Another put it this way, there's so much to do, and there's never enough time. I feel pressured and hassled all day, every day. Another, I'm busy, really busy, but sometimes I wonder if what I'm doing will make a difference in the long run. I'd really like to think that somehow things were different because I was here. Challenges like these can be summed up in one great challenge. How do I become a highly effective manager? Instead of barely holding on, hoping for the best, just surviving from day to day. My experience has taught me that effective management is summed up in the 7 habits and in the fundamental shift in thinking required to live by them. To be truly effective in the management role, we need a new level of thinking based on principles of effective management to meet this challenge. We need a character-based inside-out approach. Inside-out means to start with yourself first, to start with the most inside part of the self, with your character. To illustrate what I mean by character, let me start with the story of Jarudin Sovanus, one of the managers of a national bank in Indonesia and a 7 Habits graduate. On the morning of December 26, 2004, Jarudin and his family were attending church services when a massive earthquake hit. Shaken, he started sending mobile messages to the bank's branch managers around the country. From the 6 branches in Aceh, about 600 kilometers away, only one replied. By midday, the television channels started broadcasting scattered information of damage and death. A horrible tragedy, never seen before in magnitude, was unveiling itself. A tsunami following the earthquake had swept over the western tip of the country and killed more than 120,000 people. Wanting to help, Jarudin went to Aceh to canvass the refugee camps for bank employees and located a few. Then, seeing that the refugees desperately needed money, he managed to open a temporary branch bank in a garage and connect it online to the central bank. Jarudin Sovanus stayed in Aceh for 2 weeks before he was relieved by another colleague. He later said, "I regret not having gotten there any earlier, and it felt very heavy to leave my colleagues there. But I am lucky that I was given a chance to do what I could within my circle of influence. I started with the simple end in mind, to look for my friends, and I kept that as my mission. My role, of course, shifted to an operational one as we opened the temporary branch. But looking for my colleagues and their families was always the basic mission. Even my little daughter asked me innocently, after I had been gone for a while, 'Have you found your friends, Dad?'" The 7 Habits gave me the profound learning to be prepared for this kind of challenge. I do not think I consciously remembered each of the habits as I struggled with my daily encounters, but I know that they were all there in me, and underlying them all was love. To my mind, Jarudin is a highly effective manager because he is a great human being. This is shown by his deep consideration for his people, combined with the courage to act for their well-being, even under the worst possible conditions. Good character is the foundation of effective management. When we receive management training, much of what we learn is skills and techniques, and these are useful. But what separates the mediocre manager from the highly effective one is not just the skills in the head. Effectiveness starts with the heart. If I try to use techniques and tactics to get other people to do what I want, to work better, to be more motivated, to like me and each other, while my character is fundamentally flawed, marked by duplicity and insincerity, then in the long run I cannot be successful. My duplicity will breed distrust, and everything I do will be perceived as manipulative. If there is little